Support for Juno Afternoon comes from Heritage Roasting Company, coffee roasting company providing Juno with locally roasted coffee for over 40 years with 7 cafes and drive-through locations throughout Juno. More at heritage.com. Our next guests are Crystal Borland. She is the NAMI Juno Executive Director. Welcome to the show, Crystal.
Thank you, Scott.
So nice to have you here. And also in the studio is Aaron Surma. He's going to be one of the presenters. It's part of a suicide prevention forum. Welcome to the show, Aaron.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Nice to have you here. All right. I'm getting my levels here. And I see somebody looking in the window at us. And all right, doesn't look like we know them. Okay, so that's all right. Crystal, can you give us sort of the details of what's going to happen?
Yeah, so first, just a little bit about NAMI Juno. We're a mental health organization, an affiliate of the National Alliance on Mental Illness. And here in our community, we provide a variety of no-cost programs, primarily mental illness education programs and ongoing support groups. And we also do public awareness forums, which is what we're here to talk about today.
All right. Can you give us the details on this one, when it starts?
Yeah, so Inside Passages is a mental health speaker series. We host it in the fall and winter, and tomorrow is going to be our final one of the season. It's Tuesday, March 3rd at 5:15, and we're hosting it at JAMI Health and Wellness. That's at 3406 Glacier Highway, so right across from the Twin Lakes parking lot. And our talk tomorrow is going to be on suicide prevention, so a really important and timely topic.
All right. Aaron, I didn't really have a chance to introduce you in your capacity. What's a good way to introduce you?
I am the interim program coordinator for the Juno Suicide Prevention Coalition, and I'm also a survivor of a suicide attempt, and so I'll be speaking from both perspectives tomorrow at the forum.
All right. What are a few things that you might be sharing with your listeners?
I want to let people know that the number one thing is how to ask for help. How to talk to somebody if you're worried about them, how to ask for help yourself if you feel depressed and might feel suicidal. And then if you do ask for help, the person on the receiving end of that request, what can they do? And big thing that we say to people who are asked, you know, friend says, hey, I'm feeling depressed. I feel like harming myself. I feel like killing myself. ACT is the acronym, ACT. So you acknowledge, say, oh, that sounds difficult. It sounds like you're having a really hard time. C is care. I care about you. I want to see you feel better. And T can either be tell if you're a young person, tell a trusted adult, or T can also mean treatment. So if I'm talking to Crystal, my T is going to be treatment. Like, Crystal, can we get you help? Can we get you a therapist at JAMI Health and Wellness? Can we get you whatever help you need? So ACT, acknowledge, care, and tell/treatment.
All right. And let's maybe even back up a little bit more. Talking about suicide, I think it can be a really scary thing for some of us. Can you give us sort of a lesson or a vocabulary, maybe even an etiquette or a guide, if you will?
Sure. I think the biggest vocabulary thing that comes up is traditionally the term has been committed suicide. The more my preferred and like people who work in this field prefer die from suicide. I think it's more accurate. It doesn't put a moral judgment on the person's death. It is factual. This person died from suicide. This person attempted suicides, like I'm an attempt survivor. A family member of someone who died of suicide normally would say suicide survivor, or family member, survivor of family suicide, something like that.
Okay.
I think like getting rid of the moral judgments, I think that's one of the key pieces to reducing the stigma. So saying died of suicide. And there's a big vocabulary thing around asking people if they're feeling suicidal directly. Hey, Crystal, I'm worried about you. Do you feel suicidal? Do you feel like killing yourself? As opposed to a negative way of asking, Crystal, you're not feeling suicidal, are you? You're not thinking of doing something stupid, are you? It's like these like negative connotations that can enter the conversation that make an individual less likely to share themselves. And that inability to share yourself is what prevents you from getting help. Like, preventing suicide isn't necessarily complicated. It's making people comfortable talking about what's going on with themselves. The tricky part is creating an environment where people do feel comfortable opening up and sharing something that makes them extremely vulnerable.
Okay. I noticed that one of the things that you're going to be speaking about are warning signs. Would you tell us about a few of those?
Absolutely. So feelings of helplessness or hopelessness, expressing those feelings, increase in substance use, giving away possessions, withdrawing from the community or loved ones, losing interest in things that you normally enjoyed. So I normally see Crystal as a pretty bright, vibrant member of the community. If I stopped seeing her around, if she seemed more dour when I saw her, if she wasn't animatedly speaking like she normally does, I would take those as some signs that she might not be feeling well. And I don't need to jump to, hey, Crystal, are you feeling suicidal? But at least like, hey, Crystal, you seem different. You're not your normal self. What's going on? Is there something I can help you with? I want to see you at your best.
And sometimes those cues are subtle, you know, and I think that's why it's important when we're looking at education that all community members, it's important to know this information, because oftentimes it is friends or family members, neighbors, coworkers who are picking up on those cues and they're seeing the differences in someone. So this isn't an issue that only mental health professionals are dealing with or that primary care providers are dealing with, but oftentimes it's us, the family members, friends, and loved ones. I've been on the other end of a line of someone who's been acutely suicidal, and often all those things that you think that you know and should do go out the window. And so if you really have had some training and you're learning how to be comfortable having these conversations, it really goes a long way.
Got it. Mm-hmm. Can you give us the details once more on the time and place tomorrow?
Absolutely. So tomorrow, March 3rd, and it's going to be at 5:15 at JAMI Health and Wellness. We're meeting in their founder's room, or it's also known as their conference room. And we will be there until 6:45. All are welcome. There's no cost to attend, and encourage folks to come out.
If somebody hasn't been to the JAMI building before, how would you explain how to get there?
Yeah, so it's over in the hospital area at 3406 Glacier Highway. It's right across from the larger parking lot at Twin Lakes. And there's more information on our website, namijuno.org. And also just want to mention the Juno Suicide Prevention website, which is Juno Suicide Prevention Coalition.org, or no, JunoSuicidePrevention.org.
Yes.
Yeah, and actually, I do have a few more questions. And by the way, listeners, if you do hear noises, that is the sound of better sound here at KTOO in our studios. Right now, they're working on Studio 2B, getting it ready to sound like this one. So please excuse the bumps, rattles, ratchet guns, and tweaks in the background. Who should come to this class, Aaron?
Well, I think anybody who's interested in learning more about the topic. I think it'll be a mix of health professionals and generally curious community members, and I want it to be relevant to both. You know, so anyone who's curious around suicide, doesn't feel like they know how to talk about suicide, either their own thoughts and feelings or a loved one, could benefit from this.
Okay. What about if it's an emergency situation? What if you find somebody, a person on the brink? What should you do?
There's a couple different options. There's a care line that is answered by people in Fairbanks. So it's an Alaska-specific care line. That phone number is 877-266-HELP. There's also a text line. You can text 741-741. So there's calling and texting, and you'll have a professional who knows how to speak to this issue. And depending on the acuity of the situation, and like I would never ask, you know, an average person on the street to like make an accurate determination of someone's acuity of how likely they are to die immediately. Caroline is a great resource to better gauge that. If you think that somebody is at risk of dying in the moment, 911 is an option, and JPD are all trained in how to deal with this. They've been very active participants in a lot of our work. And Bartlett ER. Bartlett has great staff, and they have a lot of different levels of resources for people who are feeling suicidal.
Can you give us those two numbers once more, please?
Absolutely. The phone number for the care line is 877-266-HELP. That's answered in Fairbanks. And the text line is 741-741.
And or you can go to the lecture tomorrow, the forum tomorrow, and the details once more, please.
Yep. So tomorrow night at 5:15 at JAMI Health and Wellness.
All right. Crystal Borland, Aaron Surma, thank you both so much for coming on the show today. Is there anything we're missing?
No, this is great. Thanks for the opportunity.
All right, thanks.
Thank you.